Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Moed. The holidays of Pesach and Sukkos are each 7 days long, and of course Sukkos is followed by Shmini Atzeres, making it essentially 8 days long. In both cases, the first day is Yom Tov, and as is the last day, so the seventh day of Pesach is Yom Tov, and Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov. The days between the first Yom Tov and the end Yom Tov are called Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed literally means the weekday of the holiday, and it's called that because it does have Kedusha. It has Kedusha to some degree of Yom Tov, but at the same time, it is less Kedusha than Yom Tov, and relative to Yom Tov, it is weekday-ish. Our Masechta is called Moed Katan, and that is because it is about Chol HaMoed, and it calls Chol HaMoed Moed Katan because Chol HaMoed is, in essence, mini Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there is a complete Isser Malacha, right? Except for, of course, Ochal Nefesh, food-related items, as we discussed. Chol HaMoed also has Isser Malacha, but it is different than on Yom Tov. It is a machlokas, whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Deoraisa or Derabanan, but even according to the opinions that it is Deoraisa, the parameters of it were not set by Deoraisa, and the Torah, in fact, leaves it up to Chachamim to set the parameters and decide exactly what should be Usur and should not be Usur on Chol HaMoed. And that, of course, is the main topic of our Masechta. The main categories of work that are generally permitted on Chol HaMoed are things that are Ochal Nefesh, of course, food preparation, and this is even to a greater extent than is permitted on Yom Tov. Things that are davar ha'aved, significant financial loss. If there's a significant financial loss involved, then certain things are permitted that would otherwise be forbidden on Yom Tov. Things that are litzorach ha'moed, that are needed either for Yom Tov or for Chol HaMoed itself. And of course, there are no isurei shvus or isur muktzah or any of that stuff. We're only really dealing with the stuff that is related to kind of the melachos. However, even with regard to the things that fall into the above categories, it might still be forbidden to do on Chol HaMoed if it involves tircha merubah. Tircha merubah is hard work or significant effort, and things that require hard work and significant effort are not permitted on Chol HaMoed, even if they fall into one of the previous categories, ochel nefesh or davar aved or tzorach hamoed. And even if they don't really involve one of the 39 melachos, it's just generally hard work is not permitted on Chol HaMoed. Also, someone who is mechavein melach to lemoed, if one delays work, doesn't do something before Chol HaMoed because I'll have time to do on Chol HaMoed. So that is explicitly forbidden. And if you do that, then you're not allowed to do the work that you delayed to do on Chol HaMoed. And another category that is not permitted on Chol HaMoed is things that should have been done before Yom Tov to prepare for Yom Tov. For example, the most famous example is shaving and getting a haircut, since that is something that one is supposed to do before Yom Tov, in honor of Yom Tov. If you didn't do it before Yom Tov, Chazal don't permit you to do it on Chol HaMoed. Our Masechta will discuss these factors and some others in describing what can and cannot be done on Chol HaMoed.